This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, December 31. Coming on the clouds of heaven. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 14. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, "I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days will build another, not made with hands." Yet even then, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus, "and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Do you know the word nadir? It means the lowest point. It's hard for us to recognize our own nadir, since it may seem that things can always get worse. Though most of us don't use this word every day, it fits this scene in Mark's gospel. This scene shows the world's condemnation of the Savior, promised through the Jesse tree. God loved the world so much that he sent his only Son to seek and save the lost. The people living in darkness, however, didn't recognize God's Son. In fact, they condemned him to die a shameful death on a cross, here in this scene in the high priest's courtyard. But in this rock-bottom moment in history, Jesus himself points beyond his humiliation and death to an entirely different future, to his glorification. When the high priest asks him if he is indeed the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One, Jesus responds, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Here we have the full story of the Jesse tree. It points to Christmas, which points to Easter, when Jesus rose from the dead. And Easter points to the second coming of Jesus on the clouds of heaven to live with us forever. Do you believe in this Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Is he the Lord of your life? Pray with us. Lord, on this last day of 2018, we give thanks for your faithfulness as we long for the return of Jesus in glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.